Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's not just talking that makes it happen. You got to what? You got to believe it in your heart. And then say it with your mouth. Come on, can you see this? What's he doing? Tell me again. Tell me again. What's he doing? Something was stirring in him. God had was stirring him up about this. But it wasn't quite there. And the longer he heard that and thought about it, it's building up in him. Come on, can you see this? It's building up in him. He said, tell me again, tell me again, tell me again. Who takes out this no covenant, nobody? They said, man, you get $40,000 and then you get the big wedding and then no taxes for reason, no taxes forever, no taxes forever, no taxes forever. Beautiful wedding. Amazing wife, plenty of money. Tell me again. Tell me again. Can you see what's going on here? He said, tell me. And when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. Now, why would the king send for him? He's the one making all these rewards. And no, we got no takers. And why would you bring a boy into the king about fighting this man? Because of what David began to say and how he said it. Even the people that heard him, they looked at him, and normally they wouldn't have brought this kid in front of the king, but there's something about what he's saying. He says it with such conviction that you think, maybe? It could happen. I don't know. Why? Faith is contagious. And we're not just talking about knowledge of faith, the spirit of faith. He had such a spirit of faith about him until they heard it, and eventually somebody said, we need to tell the king about this guy. We need to tell the king about this kid. And they brought him in. And this kid stood in front of the king. And David said, what? David said, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. It's built up enough. He can say this with confidence. I'm going to go. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You're a kid. You're a youth. He's a man of war. From his youth, since he's been a kid. So he ain't a kid no more. And David said, every time you said, I want you to say it out loud. And David said, and David said, your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Yeah. Big talk? Foolish talk? Ignorant talk? Faith. Talk. Faith. Talk. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 37. Help me out. David says some more. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, his will be done. Y'all pray. And we will just commit ourselves and see if we die, we die. That's not faith. That's ignorance of the will of God making faith impossible. What did he say? What did David say?
He will deliver me
out of the hand of this Philistine. He will. He will. Did he believe that in his heart? It's obvious why the story's in the book. He believed it in his heart. He said it with his mouth. He will. And it had so much punch to it when he said, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Saul said, go, 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 and the Lord be with you. Why? Something about what he said. There was such conviction in what he said. He believed it. Glory to God. He believed it so strong and it came across so strong. People heard him, overheard him. They thought, we got to tell the king. They brought and told the king. The king said, go. Do it. Do it. You know, he tried to put his armor on him and that didn't work. He said, I can't do that. He took what he knew. His staff, his stick in his hand, got him 5 smooth stones, 38 caliber. And he took his sling. And he drew near to the Philistine. And verse 41, the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair countenance. Good-looking kid. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog? You come to me with a stick? Philistine cursed David by his gods. He's full of vim. Cursing, cursing, railing, blaspheming. And the Philistine said, come to me, and I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. They're going to snack on Jew boy tonight. And David said to the Philistine, David what? David what? Yeah. David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield, with your big body, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Keep going. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. Would a lot of Christians dare talk like this? Would they dare be so bold to say what the Lord will do today? No, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. It's whatever the Lord wants. It's if it be His will. That's not the Bible. That's not what these people did to get in the Bible. That's not what Jesus taught. Come on, are you listening to me? Can you see what happened? He listened to that. Something's going on in his heart. Hallelujah. He didn't know he was going to be in chapter 17, 1 Samuel in the Bible. But God did. I said, God did. But he needed the fire stoked up some. And he said, tell me again. And he's turned to somebody else. You tell me again. And turned to somebody, you tell me again. And eventually they brought him in front of the king. And he said, I'll do it. I'll do it. I will go. Let me tell you what else is going to happen. The Lord will deliver him into my hand today. Then when the Philistines cussed him, he tells him, he said, today, this day, will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I'm going to smite you, and I'm going to take your head off of you, and I'm going to give the carcasses of the host, all your buddies too, to the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know. Not that I'm something. Not that I'm the bravest kid in 5 countries. No, no, no. Not that I'm something, not that I can fight. That all the earth may know. And this story has been told for centuries. That there is a God in Israel. And that faith allowed God to intervene.
Yes.
Faith without action is dead.
Yes.
He believed it, he said it, and he did it. That big dude's heading towards him. He gets out his sling. He loads that 38 caliber in there. Guy's running toward him. Whoo, whoo, whoo. And that thing went boom right in his forehead. Sunk down in. Now, that's some compression. That's like getting shot. Right? What happened? I reckon one of those big angels acting on David's faith reached out and got behind that stone and helped it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it penetrated his big skull.
Right.
It's like shooting him with a pistol or something. I mean, boom. And he didn't have to have, he didn't have a sword. So he got plenty of time. Guy's out there, you know, unconscious or whatever. He just pulls the sword out. Whack. Did what he said he was going to do. Look, the rest of them said, what are y'all waiting on? Boom. They hit him. And sure enough, the Philistines were conquered. And all his buddies too came to pass. This is not just something for us to ooh and ah and marvel about. It's something that should inspire us. Come on, are you listening? To our core, and we should begin to say, I have faith. I got the same spirit of faith David had. I got the same Holy Spirit in me Jesus had. Hallelujah. Is that right? Maybe I don't have all the faith of somebody else, but how much of this amazing potent stuff does it take to get the little things I'm talking about? I mean, that much will blow trees out of the ground into the ocean. Is that right? How much do I need? And if you don't feel like it's built up enough, what do you need to do? Tell me again. Tell me again. Is that right? Tell me again. And while I'm musing and while I'm meditating, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exactly what we've done at every juncture in the ministry. This building that you're sitting in, the one we got over there, the first one, Sarasota, all these things, all these projects. Sometimes I mused about it and meditated on it, and Phyllis and I did, and we did for months. Sometimes for longer, but then it got to the place where, oh man, it's there. My heart's hot with this thing, and you are able to say it, not just empty talk, but say it. We are going to do this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to believe for this. We're going to have this. Is that right? And when you believe it and you say it, Jesus said you will have what you say.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.